When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Just for the moment we live. What's it all about when you sort it out, Alfie? Are we meant to take more than we give? Or are we meant to be kind? And if only fools are kind, it is wise to be cruel. And if life belongs only to the strong, Alfie, what will you lend on an old golden rule? As sure as I've been here, there's a heaven above, Alfie. I know.
What's that all about? Why, aren't they playing show tunes? Isn't this supposed to be Broadway to Main Street? Why are they playing Dionne Warwick singing Burt Bacharach and Hal David? Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for that self-same Broadway to Main Street, emanating out of the very sunny hamlet of Southampton, New York, at WPPB 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting. Well, there's a good reason for that. I am on vacation. Well, I'm not really on vacation. I'm here in the studio with our wonderful engineer, Kyle Lynch, turning all those knobs and dials. But I thought we would continue the protocol we've had for the last couple of years to take 1 week off every summer and play wonderful songs that just don't come from Broadway. So you may know that song, Alfie. It's from the Michael Caine movie. And today we're going to do great movie themes. And this is part of an entirely, I think, wonderful subgenre of music that you may not realize, which are songs specifically commissioned for movies and often written with the title in mind or with the title or the main plot in mind and sung by a variety of wonderful singers, all of which have entered the American musical vocabulary one way or the other, and many of which, not surprisingly, were written by great hands at the American Musical Theater. So I hope you'll enjoy this. I hope you won't take too much umbrage for all you Broadway fans, because I think there's a lot to enjoy today, and it's just a good way to change it up, as those youngsters say. Well, maybe they said it 20 years ago. I don't know. Anyway, one of the most successful subgenres of this subgenre were title tracks to James Bond movies. We could do a whole hour, 2 hours about that. Ed German often plays wonderful Hollywood soundtracks from the James Bond movies on his show, Urban Jazz Experience. Let's listen to one of my favorites. It's actually written, surprisingly, by the composer of Oliver, Lionel Bart. Here is Matt Monro to sing the title track to From Russia with Love.
From Russia with love, I fly to you, much wiser since my goodbye to you. I've traveled the world. Russia with love. I've seen places, faces, and smiled for a moment, but oh, you haunted me so. Still my tongue-tied young pride would not let my love for you show. In case you'd say no, to Russia I flew. But there and then I suddenly knew you'd care again. My running around is through. I fly to you from Russia with love.
Who would have thought the man who composed Food, Glorious Food could do such a svelte romantic song? From Russia with Love, we're looking at movie themes today because I'm I don't know, sort of categorically on vacation, but not really. There have obviously been music in movies since, you know, The Jazz Singer in 1927 and great movie themes. Gone with the Wind, of course, was one of the great ones. But this is a different genre. I think in the 50s and 60s, studios, which were competing for television and radio, et cetera, realized that if they took a wonderful theme from a movie, musical theme, they could have lyrics assigned to it, and that could get on the pop charts, and that could also help promote a movie. Very, very smart thinking. I think in the 50s when people started being interested in film music as a genre and buying albums, I think the long playing album also helped that. Anyway, one of our great movie themes of all time had lyrics by one of my favorite lyricists, Johnny Mercer, and it was for a little film called Breakfast at Tiffany's, of course, with Audrey Hepburn. And it figured very much into the plot, this next song. It has one of Mercer's most famous lyrics in it, with incredible music by Henry Mancini, and it became one of the defining songs of the 1960s. So here is the lyricist, Johnny Mercer himself, to sing, not the title song, because Breakfast at Tiffany's doesn't sound like too good, but here's one called Moon River.
I'm crossing you in style.
someday. Oh, dream maker, you are breaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Two drifters off to see the world. There's such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbow's end, waiting round the bend. Huckleberry friend, Moon River and me.
Johnny Mercer singing a Mercer Mancini classic from the movies. Movie themes, that's what we're looking at today, while Broadway is, as it were, on vacation. Mercer and Mancini, what a team. They really got right into the sweet spot of that movie theme genre in the 60s. Here are two beautiful ones. One very elegiac and wonderful and moving, and the other so up-tempo and out of the ballpark, it still stands the back of the hair of my neck on end. Anyway, Two for the Road, sung by Peggy Lee.
If you're feeling fancy free, come wander through the world with me, and any place we chance to be will be our rendezvous. Two for the road, we'll travel down the years, collecting precious memories, selecting souvenirs, and living life the way we please. In summertime the sun will shine, in winter we'll drink summer wine, and every day that you are mine will be a lovely day, as long as love still wears a smile. I know that we'll be two for the road, and that's our long, long while. As long
Subito. If you're ever gonna kiss me, it had better be tonight. While the mandolins are playing and stars are bright, if you've anything to tell me, it had better be tonight. Somebody else may tell me and whisper the words just right. Meglio stasera, baby, go, go, go. Or as we natives say, fa subito. Speech. Be a nice Italiano and start to teach. Go ahead, show me how in old Milano lovers hold each other tight. But I warn you, sweet Paisano, it had better be tonight. Meglio stasera, baby, go, go, go. Or as we natives say, fa subito.
Holy smokes, what a final note. Shirley Bassey, Eat Your Heart Out. That was actually Lena Horne singing a song from The Pink Panther. Now, the theme from The Pink Panther, do-do-do-do-do-do, and all that stuff we know, and that was the big hit. But this was a great song in that film. Music by Henry Mancini, lyrics by Johnny Mercer. Va subito, meaning make it snappy. And in that case, I suppose a call to lovemaking. My wife often says make it snappy when I went out and run an errand and come back 2 hours later. Anyway, we are looking at film themes, great composers and great lyricists who worked on indelible film themes of, in this case, the 60s, mostly the 60s, 60s and 70s. And Mercer, Mancini were a great team. I don't know why Mancini never wrote a show. There was a rumor for a while he was going to write a Major Barber musical with Julie Andrews. Victor Victoria is his one real sort of attempt at that genre. Now, I was talking earlier about how movie themes have always been a part of movies ever since they could speak and sing and play music. So one of my favorite songs, probably my favorite, is a song called Laura. from a 1947, I think, film. And that had lyrics added after the fact as a hit single. And the score was by a wonderful composer named David Raxon. And Johnny Mercer added indelible lyrics after that. Here is another, I think the only other collaboration between the two of them. It's from a Burt Lancaster movie called Apache. And it's the music is known as the love theme from Apache. Coleman Hawkins recorded it. But here is a late in the day recording by Cassandra Wilson, the only one I know of, to use these Johnny Mercer lyrics. So here is, I think, a fabulously moving piece called My Love and I, from the soundtrack to Apache, music by David Raxon, lyrics by Johnny Mercer, vocals by Cassandra Wilson.
Calling down the mountainside, so began the soft melody of a love song. The sighing boughs against the sky, the night bird singing to his mate nearby, they supplied the sweet harmony of a love song. Night gave us the setting, the crescent moon. Now there's no forgetting our forest tune. And add to this two beating hearts to swell the chorus as the music starts. We're an evergreen memory of a love song. Song.
That was Cassandra Wilson, backed up by the Charlie Hayden Quartet West. Well, we're looking at movie themes today on Broadway to Main Street. We're taking a little detour down Hollywood Boulevard, I suppose. Now, has there ever been a song, for those of you who follow these things, and you go, oh, that song was written by Gershwin, or that song was written by Cole Porter, and it turns out to have been written by neither of them or none of them, or a song that sounds so much in their idiom that you are easily mistaken? Well, there's a song I love, which for years I thought had to be a Johnny Mercer song. It just had Johnny Mercer all over it. Turns out it wasn't. It was written for a movie called The Sandpiper in 1965 with Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor. And the lyrics were actually by a very talented guy called Paul Francis Webster, music by Johnny Mandel. And it wasn't until years later I learned that Johnny Mercer was given the assignment, and he turned it down. He said, I spent 2 weeks trying to figure out a good lyric for that tune, and I couldn't. But thankfully, Paul Francis Webster came to the rescue. It's a song you all know. It was a big hit. I love the way, if you listen in Tony Bennett's recording in the intro, he actually weaves a little of the plot, the idea of a sandpiper, into the intro. Here is The Shadow of Your Smile.
One day we walked along the sand, one day in early spring. You held a piper in your hand to mend its broken wing. Now I'll remember many a day and many a lonely mile. The echo of a piper's song, the shadow of a smile, the shadow of your smile. When you are gone, color all my dreams and light the dawn. Look into my eyes, my love, and see all the lovely things you are to me. Our wistful little star was far too high. Teardrop kissed your lips, and so did I. The shadow of your smile.
Lovely song. Great song to think about as you're walking along the beach this summer. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and on this edition I'm going to take a vacation. As I said, not literally, because here I am toiling away, but happy to do so. But we're just going to divert from Main Street and go to Hollywood today and listen to some great movie themes from the 60s. I should also mention that Broadway to Main Street is on iTunes now, so all you have to do is search it on iTunes and you can subscribe to, I think now, all 150 episodes. So please do. Well, one of the great things about movie themes and movie musical soundtracks from the 60s, it exposed America to a lot of wonderful foreign music, foreign composers we might not have heard. Nino Rota, Ennio Morricone, Maurice Jarre, we'll hear some of that. Here is a song from a very popular movie, 1960, called Never on Sunday, which I hope you won't take too literally, because always on Sunday you have to listen to Broadway to Main Street. And it had a wonderful theme by a Greek composer named Hadjidakis. And here is Melina Mercouri, the wonderful Greek actress who was in Never on Sunday, singing the title track in Greek, which I'm not even going to bother to try to pronounce. Anyway, always on Sunday for Broadway to Main Street, Never on Sunday from the movie.
Ένα, δύο και τρία και τέσσερα φίλια που φτάνουν στο λιμάνι. Ένα και δύο και τρία και τέσσερα πουλιά. Πώς ήθελα να έχω ένα και δύο και τρία και τέσσερα παιδιά. Πόσα θα μεγαλώσουν όλα να γίνουν λεβέντες για χάρη του Πύρια. Κι αν ψάξω δε βρίσκω άλλο λιμάνι. Τρελή να με έχει κάνει όσο το Πειραιά. Που όταν βραδιάζει τραγούδια μαραδιάζει και τις πένιες του αλλάζει γέμιζε από παιδιά. Από την πόρτα μου σαβώ δεν υπάρχει κανείς που να μην τον αγαπώ. Και σαν το βράδυ κοιμηθώ, ξέρω πως, ξέρω πως θα τον ονειρεύτω. Πετράδια βάζω στο λαιμό και μια χά και μια χάντρα φυλαχτώ. Γιατί τα βράδια καρτερώ στο λιμάνι σ' αυγό κάποιον άγνωστο να βρω. Όσο κι αν ψάξω δε βρίσκω άλλο λιμάνι. Τρέλη να με έχει κάνει όσο το Πειραιά. Όταν βραδιάζει τραγούδια μαραδιάζει και τις παινιές του αλλάζει γέμιζε από παιδιά.
Teach me to dance, will you?
Did you say dance? Come on, my boy.
Mm-hmm.
That was Zorba's Dance from the film Zorba the Greek. Also a soundtrack recording that, you know, hit number one. And that was music by Mikis Theodorakis. And nothing to do with Zorba, the musical, but clearly a way of inspiring that. Someone once said, there's hardly been a Greek wedding since 1965 anywhere in the world that hasn't played that. Well, we're looking at movie theme songs, and again, that's a very subtle and interesting industry. There's hardly a movie now that doesn't have some kind of theme song attached to it, because you supply them to win Oscar awards or whatever, and also the big use of former hits or songs that play on your memories and nostalgia that get used in the soundtrack for dramatic effect. And oddly enough, one of the very first of these was The Graduate. Yeah, The Graduate in 1968, and I remember having that soundtrack album. And the soundtrack to The Graduate is a very sort of complex affair. It's got some underlying scoring by Dave Grusin, a wonderful jazz composer. And of course, we all remember the Simon and Garfunkel music from that movie. That most of that music had already been recorded. The Sound of Silence had already been a hit for a couple of years, and they repurposed it. It was one of the first movies to use a song that had already been released in its soundtrack. But being savvy and still following on that, let's get a song to help promote the movie in 1968, Simon and Garfunkel composed Mrs. Robinson, which is a very funny and sophisticated song, and again, very intelligently based on the main character played by Anne Bancroft in the movie. So obviously, you know, the pop stars of the time are getting in on the action. Here is Cuckoo Ca-Choo, one of the great movie songs of the 1960s, Mrs. Robinson.
Every way you
Simon and Garfunkel, Conquering the movie musical with the soundtrack to The Graduate. As I said earlier, one thing that soundtracks did, it allowed a multinational, international group of composers to infiltrate the American market. And I would say no one did that better or more stealthily than Nino Rota. Now, Nino Rota was Fellini's great composer, and I wish we had time to play some of the things he wrote for that, but so lifted his Fellini's movies off the ground. They were pretty airborne to begin with, but they certainly are an indelible part of those movies. And so he started to score some Hollywood films, and he scored two, I mean, not quite back-to-back, but in close proximity, the Zeffirelli, Romeo and Juliet, and The Godfather, both of which are set, at least partially in some cases, in Italy. So it made sense. Get Nino Rota. And for Romeo and Juliet, there are some lyrics in the movie which are a little obtuse, called What is a Youth? And then it was repurposed with another set of lyrics called A Time for Us. And Henry Mancini had a huge hit with an instrumental. But let us hear Nino Rota's theme, love theme from Romeo and Juliet, as rendered by Johnny Mathis. And then we'll move on to his next big hit.
A time for us, someday there'll be, when chains are torn by courage born of a love that's free. A time when dreams so long denied can flourish as we unveil the love we now must hide. A time for us at last to see a life worthwhile for you and me. And with our love, through tears and thorns, we will endure as we pass surely through every storm. A time for us, someday there'll be a new world, a world of shining hope for you. Tears and thorns we will endure as we pass surely through every storm. A time for us, someday there'll be a new.
Wine-colored days. the sun. Deep velvet nights when we are one. Speak softly, love, so no one hears us but the sky. The vows of love we make will live until we die. My life is yours, and all because you came into my world with love, so softly love. Speak softly, love, so no one hears us but the sky. The vows of love we make will live until we die. My life is yours, and all because you came into my world with love. So softly. Love.
That was Al Martino, who appears in The Godfather as Johnny Fontaine, singing the big hit song from that movie, Speak Softly, Love, music by Nino Rota, and lyrics by a guy named Larry Cusick. Never heard of before or since. He also did the Romeo and Juliet song. Well, moving into the 70s now, an era where a lot of movie themes become more rock-oriented, and certainly by the time you get to Saturday Night Fever, mid-decade, the lid completely blows off. Let us turn to one of my favorite soundtracks. I'm going to cheat a little bit because there are no lyrics here, but Richard Rodney Bennett is one of my favorite composers. He was a great jazz arranger. Many of the jazz recordings you hear on this program of great Broadway songs have been arranged or even accompanied by Richard Rodney Bennett. Hear his witty, witty, witty sort of throwback to the 1930s theme from Murder on the Orient Express. could you write lyrics to that? What? Let's hop aboard the Orient Express and we'll make those murderers want to confess. See, it doesn't fly. Speaking of flying, let's get to our final movie theme song. Can You Read My Mind from Superman, rendered by Shirley Bassey. Another great song, and if you listen to the lyrics, they're terribly clever when you think about who the leading man is. Thanks for your patience, and next week we will return to Broadway. Thanks, folks. Time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.